Her and I were in Belfast City Centre yesterday, and there was two girls walking down Royal Avenue. One of them was wearing a burqa, and because I pointed her out to my daughter, the other one then gave me gestures and a dirty look. Well, now, how dare they in the middle of Belfast? If they want to uphold, or they want to live in the United Kingdom, they have to uphold our laws, as we do.
Well, what you wear, what you wear, Lorraine.
So what they have to
Lorraine, listen, Lorraine, you've got to listen. It's not a monologue. You've got to be able to listen as well.
Yes, what, some, listen to you.
What someone wears is not a law. We have the freedom in this society we live in to choose the clothes we wear. We're tolerant of each other's dress, are we not? And if someone's wearing a burqa, is that really doing you any harm?
Well, it does. It makes me suspicious.
Right.
You know, if she wants to live in Northern Ireland, United Kingdom, any wherever, she should abide by... Because she's wearing that burqa, Stephen, she is obviously not abiding by the constitution of our country.
What do you mean, the constitution of your country? What do you mean?
Well, the laws of our country.
That is completely incorrect, Lorraine. Lorraine, do you know what you're doing? And I just need to say this bluntly. In fact, I won't.
No, I won't.
But when you suggest that if someone's wearing a burqa, they're not abiding by the constitution or the law of this country. Like, you know, that's crazy, Lorraine.
No, I don't think so.
Well, it's crazy because it's not true.
And why is it not true?
Because it's not against...
Why should it not be true?
It's not against the law to wear a burqa. She can wear what you want.
Yes, but at the end of the day, she is in the United Kingdom, most likely claiming benefits, like...
All right.
Lots of people who are entitled to claim benefits.
Right. Most likely claiming benefits because of her dress. You know, the reason why I think it's really important to have a caller like you on air, because some other programs or stations or whatever wouldn't have someone like you on air, it exposes the prejudice. It exposes...
I'm not ashamed to say that I'm against Muslims.
Well, there you go.
How can anybody that comes from a society like ours, who was born and bred in the Christian faith.
There you go.
We're a Christian country. Are we not allowed, we as people, are we not allowed to uphold our Christian faith?
Well, is part of the Christian faith not love thy neighbour? Is part
yes.
of it, well, but you're
of
against,
course.
But you're against but Muslims, course. And you think that because someone's wearing a burqa, they're on benefits, and you're not ashamed to say you're against Muslims.
No, I'm not ashamed to say that I'm against Muslims.
Well, there you go.
I watched an interview.
Are you against Catholics too? Are you against all Catholics too? Are you against all Hindus?
I'm against terrorists.
A hell of a difference.
I don't think, Stephen, you had any right to ask me that. You don't know what religion I am.
Well, are you against all Protestants?
I'm against all Protestants.
Right.
I'm against terrorism.
Are you against all...
You're talking about terrorists, and I know...
Are you against all Jews?
No.
Right. But you're just against all Muslims.
I don't trust them. I'm like Pastor McConnell. I don't trust them.
There you go. Really important that we have someone like you on air. Really?
I'm proud
really,
to come on air, and wow. I try to get on your show every week when you have the likes of terrorists like Kelly and McGuinness on. And I know you're not supposed to say today because of the election, but how dare he, when he comes from a religion that harbours terrorists and paedophiles?
A religion in itself does not harbour terrorism, does not harbour paedophiles. Individuals may be predisposed to violence and they could come from any religion.
Well, Lorraine, I'm sorry, but the Catholic...
Lorraine, enough. But thank you for coming on.